Track 12, Bob's Brain Teaser Quiz, The Answers. Okay, Sam, let's get this over and done with.
Well, we have all been more or less stumped here at Chatterbox HQ with these questions. As stumped as an English cricketer or a tree that's no longer there. Well, I'm standing on a square marked misery here, and I'm now going to step beyond it. Yes, let's put ourselves out of the misery. Well, I asked you question number one. Whitney Houston's rendition of I Will Always Love You shot into the charts in 1992 after it was featured in which Hollywood film? Well, this was Dolly Parton's song, and it featured in The Bodyguard with Whitney and Kevin Costner playing her bodyguard, I suppose. And question number two was, according to Natalie Imbruglia in 1997, Nothing's Right, I'm what? Well, this was a huge hit, so they tell me. And the missing word is torn. Perhaps we can hear a bit of the song to refresh our memories. Nothing's right, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. Question three was, Irish singer Sinead O'Connor had a big chart hit in 1990 with which song written by Prince? Well, this was the phenomenal Nothing Compares to You, accompanied by a moving video in stark black and white of Sinead's face. Question four asked, who was the lead guitarist in the Stone Roses? Well, Squire, since you ask, it was John Squire. Yeah, me neither. Question number five wanted the answer to which song by Manchester band James was the lead song in the 1999 America Pie film soundtrack. Well, this was a cheeky little number, like the film, called Laid, which I think was about having a new carpet fitted. I may be wrong there. And question number six wanted you to name the Bryan Adams song that was featured in the film Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, and spent 16 weeks at the top of the UK charts in 1991. Was it only 16 weeks? My, how that year seemed to have been dominated by the threat of it returning. Well, it was Everything I Do It For You. Well, yeah, but he never did what I wanted him to do. He was still on Top of the Pops every blessed week. Okay, question number seven asked, in 1995, the Beatles released their anthology albums featuring rare and never-before-heard demos. So what was the name of the new song that they released ahead of these albums? Well, you know the Beatles. They often manage to find a new record when they have dusted off their compilations every decade or so. Well, this time they found Free as a Bird. Just recently, they tweaked John Lennon's voice for another bash of pop stardom. I guess they will never quite be the success they wanted to be. But not like these guys in question number eight, which asked you, how many members were in the Backstreet Boys? Well, there were five members of the Backstreet Boys. Nick Carter, Kevin Richardson, Brian Littrell, AJ McLean and Howie Dorra. Right, our penultimate question. Question number nine wants to know, who is the lead singer of Pearl Jam? Well, I mean, who would eat jam made from pearls? Well, Eddie Vedder would. And here we go. We have actually made it to question number 10. We wanted the missing word as Radiohead sang about fake plastic what? Well, this had us stumped. See the start of the piece for that one. Stumped. Trees. Stumped. Get it? Fake plastic trees. Oh, please yourselves. Okay, so how did you score? At least the Robin Hood one? Or Whitney? Oh well, join the club there then. And next month it'll be a nice easy quiz based on Pythagoras' theorem and general mathematical equations. Phew, thank heavens for that. Well, I'm off for a lie down now. Bye.
Thank you, Sam. Not least for putting us out of our misery.